Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. And we always enjoy having you each and every Friday. Let's kind of back up. Things have been going on. Actually, yesterday held an event at DMAC for the 10,000 small businesses with Goldman Sachs. So kind of tell us how that went and what is being offered here going forward.
Yeah, that's right. We hosted, along with DMAC, an info session on the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program. And it was really just an opportunity to have Jackie come out and tell us about the program, have two recent graduates tell us about their experience. We had a small but mighty group attend, but ultimately pulling that information and then being able to share it out there. So taking opportunities like this to tell about a program. There are a number of different programs out there to support existing businesses and startup businesses. So it's a matter of helping spread the word about those resources. So a lot of programs out there are really geared towards entrepreneurs. I have an idea, what's the next step, or I'm new to business. This one is really geared towards being in business for more than 2 years, having established yourself, but then really being thinking about what's the next step, continue to grow your business. So it's a very in-depth program. And so it's a big time commitment, but it's free and it's an opportunity to take a step back and look at your business and plan for the future. And so in a number of conversations that I've been a part of for the last couple months of, you know, how are we best supporting our community? This came up as an opportunity timing wise to say this program is coming up for the fall. The deadline is approaching. How can we help get the word out about it? And so that's why we hosted the info session and helping to get the word out about the program. So there are a number of other info sessions that will be virtual. So I encourage people to check out their website, which is iowa10ksb.com. So it tells all about the program, the requirements, and then also some additional information opportunities to learn about it and ask questions. So those virtual info sessions. But ultimately, it is required for 2 or more years in business, 2 or more owners or employees, and then there is a revenue requirement, kind of a threshold. So the opportunity to, you know, you're established and then you're looking to grow. They take up to 40 individuals each cohort, a fall session and a spring session, 12-week program that's very focused in depth. So it does take some time and commitment. Just really encouraging people to check it out. So if you've got a business out there and you're thinking, what does the next 2, 5, 10 years look like? Having an opportunity to invest your time into planning and growing. It's completely free because of Goldman Sachs. And so that's something to consider that's out there. There's a lot of one-day workshops and webinars out there, but this would be a really great in-depth program to check out. So I thank them for coming out and telling us all about it and encourage people to check it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for sharing all that information. And I mean, it's hard to beat free. So
yes.
Well, thank you for that. And thanks again to Goldman Sachs for coming out. Now, of course, this morning you held the Chamber Coffee for May, and then you have your Sip and Shop coming up tonight.
Yeah. So it seems like the last couple months we've had both of these on the same day. So having our Chamber Coffee in the morning and then having a Sip and Shop in the afternoon. So just an opportunity for networking and then also those extended hours to get out and see what's new at area businesses. So this weekend being Mother's Day weekend is a special Sip and Shop, I would say, just as an opportunity for finding some local gifts and checking out what's new for spring.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I know Mother's Day is already here. All right, here we go. And then, of course, there's nominations that you wanted to talk about with a certain program as well.
Yeah, so Hometown Heritage every year will open up for nominations for the Wall of Witnesses. So just about every year, a new person is honored through that art installation. And so right now is a call for nominations. The deadline is next Wednesday, and they are accepted online at hometownheritage.org or stop by the chamber, and we've got some paper copies as well. But ultimately, it's an opportunity to recognize an individual living or deceased that has had an impact on the community. So that's part of the information that's on the nomination of tell us more about them and the impact that they've made it on the community. And so they have to have some kind of tie to Perry. They don't have to be born here or lived here forever, but some kind of tie and then having an impact. So just encourage people to put on their thinking caps and submit those nominations so that Hometown Heritage can take a look and ultimately decide on someone. Work with an artist for creating the relief that will be installed on the Wall of Witnesses in Sumas Court later this summer.
Awesome. Okay. And like you said, the deadline is coming up on Wednesday.
That's right. So next Wednesday, which is the 15th.
Okay. Yeah. And then, you know, the next day, of course, on Thursday is the next Perry Job Fair here for the Tyson Impacted Workers. Talk about where that location is and time frame and everything with that.
Yes. So the time frame for the next Perry Job Fair is next Thursday, May 16th, noon to 5 p.m. It will be at the National Guard Armory here in Perry. And we are expecting more than 60 different employers plus resources coming. And it's open to anyone that wants to participate. Excuse me. It's open to anyone that wants to attend and meet businesses. I know it's full and there's actually a waiting list for employers. But Iowa Workforce Development has taken the lead on this one. So it's been really nice to work with them and kind of hand off our list to them because of what we accomplished in April and then carrying forward, working in partnership with them. And so they're taking the lead on a larger space. More employers, noon to five, so a very wide time frame. So as people are getting off of work or different time changes or taking a break, come check it out and see the opportunities that are out there, not just local, but even central Iowa and beyond. Lots of employers hiring, and so check it out and see what your future opportunities could be.
We'll check in with you next week to see how everything with that went. And so again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, I know obviously there's stuff going on. You're coming up on the grocery bill roundup coming at the end of the month. And what else would you like to share that the chamber has?
Yeah, I mean, May is kind of our big planning month to kind of wrap some things up to get ready for summer. So we're getting ready for Friday Fest and 4th of July, farmers market. So having a call out for our vendors, continuing to fundraise and kind of wrap that up for the 4th of July fireworks. So we'll have our grocery bill roundup May 20th to May 27th. So that's Monday to Monday, capturing Memorial Day. So as you're out buying groceries, round up a few cents, a few dollars, it all adds up. And we really appreciate that fundraising effort. The Perry 4th of July fireworks are all community raised funds. And so we appreciate that everyone chips in and supports that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that'll be here before we know it. So can't wait for that. And again, always appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that is our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.